See? I always take care of the dogs.
Yeah.
And I'll do one of mine that way people would try to buy it.
Yes, sir.
That dog.
I don't need it with.
Mr. What? Can you tell me about your mother and father?
Well, I can't. I tell you, I can tell some. They were just farmers like we are.
Yeah. Was your father? Where was he born?
He was. Martha, you know where my dad was born at? I just don't know. Did he come to Tennessee here?
No, I don't think so. I think he was born here.
Well, I've just forgotten now. I'll just be honest with you. My mother was born right over here on the highway.
Yeah. I know where she is from. Yeah.
But
yeah. Casey.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just about a mile from Casey.
Yeah. Our range about no this more half now between Casey.
Did you know either your grandparents?
Yeah, I know my grandmother. And she was...
She lived there again.
Yeah, she stayed with us till she passed away. She was about... How old was she, Marcy? About 90?
I couldn't tell you, Neil. I forgot.
She was old.
Yeah, she was old.
She was big enough to know.
But now, most of my folks... I've got folks my near there for. I've got so many I'm ashamed to even say it to them. I've got folks over here, Clinton, Shirley, Oklahoma, California, Jonesboro. Over here at Jonesboro.
Yeah.
You know where Jonesboro is?
Yeah, I came through Jonesboro, Arkansas.
And I've got a nephew, he lives out at Paragould, and he runs a shoe store there.
You know, we're down in Park?
Yeah.
And my rest of us all live here, around in this area. I had two aunts I never did see till 2 years ago, and one of them was 65, the other was 62, and I never had seen them till here about 2 to 3 years ago. They live in California.
I'll bet. When you were younger and you went into town, what were the roads like?
There wasn't no roads, just pig paths. Right over here, the road went right around this glade here, and it'd get a team down in that road.
A glade, that's a...
A limestone glade. And the road went right around the edge of it. And it was a soft in the wintertime, team couldn't hardly go. A road wagon, he'd take you all day driving here to Bayport and back.
That glade was low?
Yep. Had the limestone rocks up in there, and the road went right around the edge of it. And it... Water seep off that glade down in that road, and it was muddy.
Yeah. Were there trees or bushes in the glade?
Yeah, there's trees around the edge of it.
A limestone glade is just limestone rock, then, right?
That's right.
And water comes out of it.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I bet. And the roads were all...
They wasn't no graded roads. Well, roads it was, or we'd just get out, and where the mud holes at, we'd haul rock and put in them mud holes. And from Smithville, the road come right over back the field yonder, old Baseball, Smithville Highway, and went to Baseball. And they'd camp on that road to haul them from Smithville. They'd go to Baseball and haul Smithville over there to supply the stores and wagon team. Maybe it'd take them a week.
Yeah.
To make it.
Would they ever haul with anything else besides mules?
Well, yearlings, they have now haul with ox, cattle.
Yeah. How many would you have?
They'd have two.
That'd be a what, a ox? That'd be a
cow, yearling.
Oh.